Mark Gilbert from Zondervossi. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 29th of May, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. 2 weeks ago, we reported that Irakli Okuroshvili, former Minister of Defense under the United National Movement, or NACEBI, was arrested for refusing to pay bail. Authorities set the bail when they charged him with ignoring a summons from Parliament's Temporary Investigative Committee, which the Georgian Dream, or the KOTSEBI, created to investigate alleged crimes under the NACEBI government. On Thursday the 22nd, Zura Japaridze, prominent politician and one of the leaders of the Coalition for Change, Gvarami Amelia Girci Droa, or Tavis Tuplevis Tuis, met the same fate. He also ignored the committee's summons and refused to pay his bail. Large number of police officers were surrounding the court and blocking all entrances when a fight broke out between Japaridze's supporters and bailiffs. Police arrested one person. The ambassador of the Czech Republic and representatives of Amnesty International also attended the trial. On Monday the 26th, Georgia celebrated Independence Day. It's one of the most popular holidays in the country as it marks the declaration of independence from the first Georgian Republic in 1918. This year's celebration showed just how divided the country is right now. The ruling party held its usual events, a display of military equipment, helicopters and fighter jets flying all over Tbilisi, and a ceremony where new soldiers were sworn into service. Those who don't want Georgia once again to be a Russian colony and who don't support a regime that stole elections in order to stay in power organized several other marches in Tbilisi. They started in different parts of the city, but all ended up on Rustaveli Avenue, where the fifth president, Salome Zurabishvili, spoke to the crowd. Many politicians sent their congratulations to Georgia. Most European countries addressed the people in general, while others, like the presidents of Belarus and Azerbaijan, of course, directly congratulated the ruling party. In similar news, a day after the holiday, Misha Kavilashvili, the KOTSEBI's president, shared a letter from President Trump congratulating Georgia on its Independence Day and expressing hope to deepen economic ties between the two countries. While the KOTSEBI celebrating this letter as a political win, the U.S. Embassy in Georgia posted on Facebook that Bidzina Ivanishvili, founder of the ruling party, had declined an invitation from the U.S. ambassador. During the planned meeting, the ambassador intended to deliver a message from Secretary of State Marco Rubio about necessary steps to improve bilateral relations. Ivanishvili explained himself in a public statement, saying that he felt uncomfortable attending the meeting because he believed the U.S. was blackmailing him through sanctions imposed upon him. He said he offered to send the prime minister in his place, but the ambassador rejected the suggestion. On a related note, French President Emmanuel Macron, Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk, and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz released a joint statement for Georgia's Independence Day. They congratulated the Georgian people and showed support for the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. At the same time, they criticized the KOTSEBI for cracking down on civil society, the media, and government opponents. They called on the ruling party to drop laws that go against European standards, restart key reforms, and protect basic human rights like free speech and peaceful protest. The leader said Georgians clearly want a European future and shouldn't lose that chance because of government actions. They urge the authorities to reopen dialogue with the opposition and civil society. Next up, on Thursday the 22nd, Moldova extradited 21-year-old Georgian citizen Mikhail Chikhvishvili, also known as Mishka, or the Butcher Commander, to the U.S. He led a violent neo-Nazi group called the Maniacal Killing Cult and faces charges for plotting mass killings, including a plan to poison children with candy on New Year's Eve in Brooklyn. U.S. Justice Department said he recruited people to bomb and poison Jewish communities and racial minorities. His propaganda inspired real attacks worldwide. In August 2024, a man stabbed five people outside a Turkish mosque while wearing Nazi symbols. He live-streamed the attack and shared a link to Chikhvishvili's Hater's Handbook. If convicted, Chikhvishvili faces up to 20 years in prison. Authorities say his extradition is a major step towards justice and a reminder of how extremist hate spreads online. This past weekend, Tbilisi Open Air, one of the largest and oldest music festivals in Georgia, took place. Unlike previous years, this time it featured almost exclusively local Georgian artists. One of them, Erekli Getsadze, put on a small performance on stage by throwing a Russian flag on the ground and pretending to urinate on it. While the crowd mostly loved the act, some politicians didn't. Politicians from the ruling party and the pro-KOTSEBI journalists slammed the action as a cheap provocation, saying it had no artistic value. Surprisingly, the act caught attention in Russia. Maria Zakharova, the spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, went on a tirade against the artist and said that Russian law enforcement would address the matter. Huh, jurisdiction? Speaking of Russia, the Bank of Georgia, the biggest bank in the country, now limits Russian citizens from buying luxury goods in stores with its cards. They can only purchase items that cost up to 300 euros. Russian media first reported the news, pointing out that this is the first time a bank, not a store, has blocked luxury purchases. Russians have started using foreign bank cards more often since Visa and MasterCard left Russia after the invasion of Ukraine. The EU banned the sale of luxury goods over 300 euros to Russian citizens back in 2022. Similar rules apply in the US and UK. Georgia's Bank Association, which includes all commercial banks, has repeatedly said that banks follow international sanctions and will continue to do so. U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency released a global threat report that briefly mentions Georgia. It says that Russia almost certainly wants to pull Georgia back into its sphere of influence. The report says that after the October parliamentary elections last year, Kotsevi-led government created conditions that helped Russia grow its influence in the country. Check out the full report in the show notes. Related news, on Wednesday the 28th, news agency Reuters shared Putin's conditions for ending the war in Ukraine. According to three Russian sources familiar with the negotiations, Putin wants a written pledge from Western leaders that NATO will stop expanding eastward. This includes Ukraine, Moldova, Georgia, and any other former Soviet country. Meanwhile, on Wednesday the 28th, Vakhtan Gomalauri, the Minister of Internal Affairs, resigned. The decision surprised everyone. Gomalauri, widely seen as Ivanishvili's closest ally, served as his chief of security in 2013. UK and several European countries sanctioned him for his role in the brutal suppression of pro-European protests last year, while the United States placed him on the Magnitsky list, which targets individuals responsible for human rights abuses. Gomalauri said he wanted to spend more time with his family. He chose this moment to resign because he believes the situation is more or less peaceful right now. In other news, the criminal situation in Tbilisi seems to be spiraling out of control. Another shooting happened on Friday the 23rd, late at night. Fortunately, no one appears to have been injured. The incident took place in the center of the city next to Hero Square. Witnesses say one of the shooters fired from a car with tinted windows. Someone even managed to film the car with a gun pointed out the window. Plate numbers are clearly visible. No one has been arrested so far. Want to see the video? Link in the show notes. Closing up, on Tuesday the 27th, authorities arrested Gogi Bachiashvili, former director of Ivanishvili's Georgian co-investment bank, and his close confidant, arrested him at the Georgia-Azerbaijan border. Last month, he fled Georgia a day before the court sentenced him to 11 years for defrauding Ivanishvili and stealing cryptocurrency worth several hundred million dollars. Bachiashvili said that Ivanishvili simply lent him the money, which he then invested in Bitcoin. He insisted that he had repaid the loan in full. He had been hiding in the Emirates, but said local authorities unexpectedly arrested him and transported him to Georgia. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Hope you're enjoying the updates. If you got a question, ideas, or feedback, send us an email at info@rorschach.com. Nachmandis.